Fish Swimming in Dappled Sunlight by Riku Onda. Read by Tessa Bonham Jones. We both open another beer. She doesn't want to discuss the topic any further, I get that. The girl I'm going to live with is not on our list of priorities for discussion tonight. We have something far more pressing to talk about. A matter concerning just the two of us. Where should we begin? Where does this story start? I guess I'd have to say it begins with that photo.
I saw a movie the other day,
she says, beer in one hand, turning her eyes from the window back to me. I know she's avoiding eye contact. She only looks at me now and then, when she pretends she's suddenly remembered something. But I don't stop looking at her. Looking at her, not looking at me. At the cinema? I ask. She shakes her head.
No, television.
It was one of those late-night movies, an old black-and-white one. There were these university students sitting around in an apartment like this, not doing anything much and getting bored. Then, one of them turns on the gas and challenges the others to see who can stay in the room the longest. That's suicidal. If they didn't kill themselves, it'd cause an explosion. They all seemed taken with the idea. Everybody went along with it. Whoever chickened out, lost. The winner was the last one left in the room. Those were the rules. Quite the concept. What happened in the end?
I forget,
she answers simply. Was it a Japanese movie?
Yes. It was very short. Less than 80 minutes, I suppose. Almost the whole movie was them in the same room, trying to withstand the gas,